I want to bring to your attention, whenever you're talking to people, you need to send them to gracebelieversbiblestudy.com. I bet you right now in here, there's some people in here that's never even been out there. I ain't going to ask you who it is, but that's ours here. Okay, and that's a poor excuse if you haven't been out there. You can see what we say. It is. Right. Now, secondly, I want to tell you about this. All these is, you need to go to all of these. Just follow Christ, that's with an S, followchristpattern.com. I don't know if you've ever been out there, Jerry. There's a buddy of mine out of, he goes to Ricky Jordan's church. He was his cameraman for many, many years. And it's his website. I've got 46 lessons on there. They broadcast this all over the world. But in his, there is a trusted preachers list. And if a preacher you like listening to is not on there, you might want to question what he's teaching. Honestly, you should. But it's a very good, you get to hear Barry Hapton, Steve Atwood, yeah, just Jerry Lockhart, just about. But I'll be honest with you, Jack Lockhart's not on there. He's not on the trusted preacher's list. Neither is Troy Clements. But you're going to find, I mean, some articles out there. Ooh, it's awesome. Awesome. So any preacher, and it's got their names, you can go to it, and it'll tell you, mine's BW, and it'll tell you, you can list them all, and give the titles. And then anybody else, Barry Hampton, he's deceased now, got some good lessons out there. Steve, all these preachers, some of you ain't never even heard of, are on just trusted preachers' list. So I highly agree. There's enough, you will never have to go to another website if you get them. I'm serious. I can't look at them all. Then the third one is, of course, Truth Time Radio, which I tell everybody to go to. I like it. And
Coach Lee is a good teacher. I think he does.
I do.
Yeah, I think he's
fantastic. I think he is. Well, you know, it's like Richard don't like his music. And I just found out, you know, Robert don't particularly care for his music. And you know, and I will have to agree with Robert on this. You've got to watch what you do. Because I love the music, don't get me wrong.
He's a former disc jockey.
Right, but the music that he's playing, some of those bands are satanic. So you got to watch that. He ain't deliberately figuring that. He's just throwing it out there. I don't know if he figured that out yet, but that's a fact.
I don't listen to that anyway. I just listen to what he has to say.
But he's very articulate. Very articulate. Now, the fourth one here, trustintheLord.com. He came to our Bible conference in Hope. He lives in Holt.
Jim.
Wow.
But you won't ever see him. Wow. Jim's got one of those voices that he could be a professional broadcaster. He's more of a, he just don't want to be seen. I'll just say that. Heck of a teacher. Heck of a writer. I use a lot of his stuff. I'm telling you, the guy's got, I've been to his house.
But he's kind of a hermit or something?
Yeah,
that's trustintheLord.com?
Yes, sir. He's got so many articles on there that he put Brother Moore's stuff out first on the internet before anybody else did. He took the time and he took it off of video and he put it on audio because his is an audio site. And then he even went through every scripture and listed all the scriptures in each service. There's been and Brother Moore was okay with it. Now, here's what Brother Moore didn't want to do, and Jim hasn't. He doesn't have, and Brother Moore never, ever wanted any PayPal donation or anything else put on a website that his sermons was on, ever. And so Jim has never put anything out there. If you notice the one that is on our website, it says, go to EC More Videos, if you've ever been out there. There's nothing on our website. There's nothing whatsoever. Donate now, those kind of things. I mean, that's personal preference. I don't guess anything wrong with it. It was just EC's preference, okay?
Did you see anything on Trey Searcy where he asked for every mic or anything?
I've
never saw anything on
that. No, I've never seen it. I mean, It might show up there sometime, but I've never seen anything. I just think he was probably a Baptist for probably 40 years or better, and is just so happy to be saved and seeing the light that he doesn't care about that. But, I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't know his heart. Don't know anything about it. But I'm telling you, that will keep you busy, specifically the last one. Jim's just reading it, and you're not going to agree with it all. But I do, pretty much. He and I disagree on Acts 9, when the God, just like I disagree with Brother Moore. I mean, matter of fact, you're wrong. The gospel of Christ was not preached in Acts chapter 9. And Jim thinks it was, and a lot of the grace preachers do. But they just not right. In other words, if they are, prove it to me out of the scriptures. I can prove to you what I'm telling you. But I ain't going to believe it unless I can see it out of the scriptures. If you shouldn't believe anything I'm telling you unless I can show you out of the scriptures, unless I tell you it's an opinion, then it's okay.